Transcribed.
Jerry?
Yes?
Cigarette?
Certainly.
Chesterfield?
Exclusively.
King size?
Regular.
Light?
Thanks.
Good?
Splendid.
Which means the Chesterfield, first with premium quality and best for you, brings you the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show.
Chesterfield is best for you, much milder, better tasting too. They're today's best cigarette buy.
Come on, smokers, why don't you try?
Chesterfield,
best for you.
Chesterfield, best for you. Regular, king size, either way. Make it Chesterfield today.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to bring you our master of ceremonies, Dean Martin.
Thank you. Thank you, and hi there, everyone. Well, it's time to take off again in our trusty radio rocket ship, so stand by and just watch our smoke. And you can bet it's Chesterfield smoke, too. My out-of-this-world partner, Jerry, will be here as soon as he screws on his empty space head. And in the meantime, Richard, let's you and I get together on some real down-to-earth music.
When the red, red robin comes bob-bob-bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts a-throbbing his old sweet song. Wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Our rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. Now when the red, red robin comes bobbing along. Been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Our rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. Well, I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. Now in the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along.
Ladies and gentlemen, now before we go any further, I'd like to clear up one false impression about Jerry Lewis and myself. I may say lots of insulting things about my partner, but inside I really love him. Inside I admire him. And do you know why?
Because I have gorgeous insides.
Well, I'll be hornswoggled. It's Jerry Lewis. Jerry, what happened to you? You got a great big lump on your head.
Oh, it was terrible, Dean. I couldn't sleep last night because the light was shining in my eyes. So I reached up to turn it off.
Why should that cause a bump on your head?
The light was on an airplane going to San Francisco.
Well, that'll do it every time.
Yeah, when I finally got to sleep, I dreamed that I was eating marshmallows.
Marshmallows?
When I got up in the morning, my pillow was gone.
You know, One thing I can say for you, Jer, when you dream, you really follow through. Jer, sometimes I think you ought to see a psychiatrist.
Oh, I did. When I got there, I lied down on the seat of my car.
On the seat of your car?
This was a drive-in psychiatrist.
Well, only that could happen in California, man. So, what did you tell the doctor there?
Well, Dean, I told him I worked very hard and gave every dime I made to my aunt.
What happened?
He's now my uncle.
Oh. Well, it's nice to have a doctor in the house in case of an emergency.
Dean, you have said a true. a real true, believe you me. Like early this morning, I woke up with a starch.
With a starch?
I do my laundry in bed, you know.
Oh, I keep forgetting.
Anyhow, I look down and I scream. My feet had turned blue, so I yelled for my uncle.
Well, what did he do?
He took off my socks and I went back to sleep again.
Jerry, you really had a king-size bad night.
Oh, it was terrible, Deanie. Oh, my.
Oh, dear.
I woke up this morning with bags under my eyes.
But that's to be expected, Jerry. Anybody who has a bad night wakes up with bags under his eyes.
With tea in them?
No. Well, that could only happen to you.
Yeah. Then when I took my bubble bath, I got terribly bruised.
Well, what happened?
One of the bubbles burst.
You know, in your case, that could be fatal.
Oh, it almost was. It knocked me off one of my skis.
You wear skis in the bathtub?
That's to keep me from slipping down a drain.
Kind of figures, yeah. You are getting skinnier and skinnier.
Yes, indeedy, Deanie. I stepped on the scale yesterday, and when that little card came out, I was so embarrassed.
Why, what'd it say?
Get on already.
Jer, pal, you must start taking better care of yourself. If anything happened to you, what would I do?
Oh, you could always get yourself another partner.
But, Jerry, I couldn't possibly find anyone as ignorant, stupid, and idiotic as you.
Oh, Dean, you make me feel so wanted.
Yeah. Well, that's the way I feel, Jer. We've come a long way together. Remember when we first teamed up, all I had to my name was a dollar?
When we first teamed up, all I had was 90 cents.
I included that.
Yeah, Dina, remember the very first place we lived in?
Uh-huh. It sure was crowded, wasn't it?
Yeah, especially when the landlord backed in his car.
You remember the first theater date we played, Jer?
Oh, I sure do. The manager told us he'd split the gate receipts.
And remember what happened after our first performance?
Yeah, he got the receipts and we got the gate.
And Jer, didn't we have a wonderful name for our act? Remember what we called ourselves?
Yeah, Dean Martin and Company.
True, but after we clicked on big time, we changed the name of the act.
Oh, yeah, we sure did, to Mr. Dean Martin and Company.
Oh, it's been a long, long haul, Jer, long, long, long haul. But for what we've got now, it was worth it.
Yeah, Dean.
Always pals, ever together, side by side. All the dollars we've earned have been many.
But the relatives take every penny.
But we'll still be chums.
Supporting those bums
side by side.
I sing and let Jerry be funny.
But why do you keep all the money?
Well, I drink champagne.
And I just drink rain.
Sip by sip.
Though we've had to struggle
for every hard-earned cent,
I live in a mansion
and I live in a tent.
I got 20 servants on my staff
and he pays them all out of my half.
But I travel the road
and I share his load
side by side.
Here is Chesterfield's record with smokers. And important to you,
no adverse effects to the nose, throat, and sinuses from smoking Chesterfield.
That's the report of a doctor who has been examining a group of Chesterfield smokers for a full year and 2 months as part of a program supervised by a responsible independent research laboratory. Don't you want to try a cigarette with a record like this? Chesterfield. First with premium quality. Chesterfield. First choice of young America. And that's from a survey made in 274 colleges and universities. Try Chesterfield's today. Chesterfield. Regular or king size. They're much milder. And best for you.
And now, friends, comes the nicest time of all. Guest star time.
Dean, I just saw our guest star. And believe me, she's a dilly of a filly. A positive dilly.
She is beautiful, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. There she was relaxing on the divan. Long, silky hair, her eyes heavy-lidded and inviting, her lips puckered provocatively, and a cigarette dangling from her long, tapering fingers. And when I saw her like that, that certain feeling came over me and I just couldn't control myself.
You mean you kissed her?
No, I took a puff on her cigarette.
Well, those Chesterfields are irresistible. Anyhow, our guest tonight is holder of the all-time glamour record. And Jerry, her legs are very famous. Do you know why?
They signed the Declaration of Independence?
No, Jerry. Her legs are the most beautiful in the world.
The second most beautiful.
Second? Who has the most beautiful legs?
Whoopi, you never saw me in petal bushes.
No. No, but I'm going to greet our star and let the audience be the judge. Ladies and gentlemen, here she is. The two most exciting words in the Hollywood Dictionary, Marlene Dietrich.
Thank you, Dean. It's very nice being here on Dragnet.
Dragnet? Well, Marlene, that's another Chesterfield program.
Yeah, just look at me. Now do you know where you are?
Oh, yes. The House of Wax.
Now, just hold on there one fat moment. I'm sick of being insulted. Is that clear? Sick, sick, sick. I'm sick of it. Do you hear? Sick, sick. I'm a humane people like everyone else. I have a heart.
We know.
A liver, a spleen, chest.
Jerry.
Hair, teeth, nose, lips, legs, feet, ankles, and toes.
Oh, all right, Jerry. All right, so you got ankles and toes, but what are you getting at?
Yes, what's the connection?
What's the connection? It's simple.
The toe bone's connected to the foot bone. Foot bone's connected to the heel bone.
Jerry.
The heel bone's connected to the shin bone. The shin bone's connected to the knee bone.
Stop.
The knee bone's connected to the hip bone. The hip bone's connected to the trombone.
Oh, Jerry.
The trombone's connected to the head bone. The head bone connected to the hair bone. The hat bone connected to the feather bone. And the feather bone connected to the chicken bone. And the chicken bone connected to the egg bone.
That's enough, Jerry, enough.
Dean, is your partner always this crazy?
The crazy bone's connected to the arm bone. The arm bone's connected to the wrist bone. And the wrist bone's connected to the watch bone.
All right, down, boy, down, down. They're starting to stare.
Stop, you crazy mixed-up kid.
Yes.
Please stop, and I'll do anything you want.
The watch bone connected to the... The watch bone.
Anything, Miss Dietrich?
Yes, Jerry. Anything.
Well, Miss Dietrich, true, we have only just met, but ever since the first moment I saw you... there's been one mad, mad question I've wanted to ask you.
Yes, Jerry? What is it?
Miss Dietrich, Marlena...
Yes?
Would you like to buy some Boy Scout cookies? We're having a drive.
Jerry, I didn't expect anything like that. Frankly, I'm a little disappointed.
I'm too, Jerry. After all, here we are, the two of us together, a man and a woman.
Which one am I?
Now, that's ridiculous. Marlene is a woman and you're a man.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Then how come her voice is lower than mine?
Excuse my partner, Marlene. He's not used to sophisticated women.
Then it's about time the little boy learned. Jerry, come here.
Please, Miss Dietrich. My mother told me not to have anything to do with women until I'm ready.
Darling.
I'm ready. Dean.
Yes, Jerry.
If I'm not home by 12 o'clock...
Yes?
Sell my house.
Right. I'll do that, Jerry.
Oh, Jerry, come closer. Mon petit chouchou.
Mon petit chouchou. What does that mean in English?
Come here, my little fink. Come closer, closer. Hold my hand.
Please, Miss Dietrich, you're melting my knuckles.
Marlene, why waste your time with a sardine when Dino the Barracuda is available here?
You? Why, I could make a fool out of you in 10 minutes.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's synchronize our watches here.
Hiya, Marlene.
I never thought you'd go for a guy like Jerry. I thought your type was the hard-to-get guy, the type that pushes women around there.
You paint an exciting picture, Dean. But where does a woman find that kind of a man nowadays?
In the sketches like we have tonight. Bannerman?
Yes, Dean.
Tell about a guy like that.
Right, Dean. Ladies and gentlemen, Chesterfield's presents a drama of the deepest depths of degradation to which humanity can possibly sink. It's a story that Hollywood didn't dare make.
So we did it in Glendale.
Tonight's production stars Jerry Lewis as public enemy number one, Pinky Manischewitz.
Yeah, that's me, Pinky. I used to be called Fingers, but now it's just Pinky. I'm a hoodlum. You ask about my mother? I'll tell you about her. She ran away before I was born. It was pretty tough on my father. He had to have me.
Also starring Marlena Dietrich as Frivolous Sal.
Yes, I'm Frivolous Sal, a peculiar sort of a girl. I don't even know who my parents are. When I was a baby, I was left on a streetcar. Until I was 12 years old, I thought I was a transfer.
And starring Dean Martin as the young district attorney who's still wet behind the ears.
Yeah, that's me, Wet Ears Martin. I'm ambitious. I became a lawyer the hard way. I went to medical school.
Hello. This is the boss, Pinky. Is Blackie there? No. Brownie? No. Whitey? Greenie? No, huh? Well, who's that? Okay, put him on. Hello, Chartreuse. Chartreuse, here's what I want done. Kidnap the DA, see? Now, when you get him, run him over 12 times with the car, push him into a cement mixer, then drag him out and shoot him 15 times with a bow and arrow. Then take him to the Golden Gate Bridge and hang him face down, yeah, and be careful. I want it should look like an accident. Who's that?
It's the one you love most next to your mother.
Oh, come on in, Dad.
No, it's me, Frivolous. Well, ain't you gonna ask me to sit down?
Your gown is cut so low, I thought you already were. Well, Frivvy? Did you talk to the DA like I asked you?
Yeah, I offered him a bribe to lay off you.
Wouldn't he take it?
No, he wanted money. You will never beat this rap, Pinky. The DA is ambitious, but he can't be bought.
Who's that?
It is I, the ambitious, but can't be bought DA.
Come in, can't be.
Ah, we finally got the goods on you, Pinky. This morning you robbed a bank of $1 million, killed 4 tellers and 3 guards. But when you crossed the street, you made the one mistake that's going to send you up.
What was that?
You jaywalked.
You'll have to help me beat that rap, Friv. Get the work on him.
Okay, Pink. Oh, Monsieur D.A., voulez-vous vous promener avec moi ce soir?
Oh, I couldn't.
Voulez-vous me donner un baiser quelquefois?
Oh, no, I couldn't do that either.
Ask me, maybe I could.
Ah, quiet, you Fink.
Mr. D.A., would you let him go if I gave you my heart, my love, smothered you with burning kisses?
No, but I'd hate to have you tempt me with a pizza.
I'll try to buy him off. Hey, D.A., here's a birthday present we bought you. Happy birthday.
Nay. I cannot accept this present paid for with tainted money. It is not too late to mend your evil ways, my friend. The straight road is the honest road. He who has not but purity in his heart is he who can rise in the morning with the chippering of the birds in his ears and walk with firm steps with his face in the sun.
I think I'm going to throw up.
Me too.
Pinky, the DA is right.
No. I'm not going to give myself up. Frivolous and I will run away and hide in some foreign country.
Yes, we'll go to Mexico.
Ah, but how will you get to Mexico?
We'll take a taxi cab.
Pinky, darling, we've been hidden away here in Mexico for 3 months, and all that time you've been complaining of a headache.
I can't help it. All night long, those natives keep dancing on a Mexican hat.
That shouldn't give you a headache.
While I'm still wearing it.
Open up there. It is I, the persevering D.A.
Come in, Percy.
Oh, I caught you. You two are Americans.
No, we are Mexicans. I'm a senora.
I snore a little myself, I think.
Perhaps you'd like to have some of our homemade tamales, senor.
My wife's cooking was written up in a magazine, senor. You'll find the tamales in life.
But now we're out of business.
How come?
They found some life in our tamales.
Your feeble attempt at disguise does not fool me. I'm taking you both back to the States under arrest.
Under arrest?
Yes, under arrest. But don't worry, because you're gonna get a fair trial.
Before we walk the last mile,
we'll go free, of course.
If your legs you'll cross,
side by side.
Ah, you'll get modern cells in the prison.
Mine is marked hers,
and mine his'n.
We'll work side by side,
both me and my bride.
Rock by rock.
If I go to Sing Sing, I will never walk.
Ah, but Sing Sing's full of men gal.
Yeah, but who in there will talk?
We thought all the time we tricked you.
Now the jury is bound to convict you.
They'll shave off our hair.
You'll sit in that chair.
Fried by fried.
Years ahead of them all. Chesterfield is years ahead of all cigarettes. Chesterfield quality is highest. Here's the proof. Recent chemical analyses give an index of good quality for the country's six leading cigarette brands. The index of good quality table, which is a ratio of high sugar to low nicotine, shows Chesterfield quality highest.
Chesterfield quality highest.
15% higher than its nearest competitor.
Chesterfield quality highest.
31% higher than the average of the five other leading brands. Don't you want to try a cigarette with a record like this?
Chesterfield, first with premium quality and best for you.
Try Chesterfield today, regular or king size.
You know, friends, if there's anything I get a bigger kick out of than singing a promising new song for the first time, it's calling your attention to what both Jerry and I consider a very deserving cause. In very few places of this hectic world are people so alone as the refugees now in West Germany who have fled from the Russian zone and find themselves in West Berlin without resources. They desperately need food and clothing. And though many relief agencies are helping, they can't be expected to do it alone. So let's all join these agencies in their good work. Let's send and help deliver more and more care packages to forestall suffering and starvation. Please send your contributions to your local care office or to Care New York or Los Angeles. Thank you. And now, Richard, let's add melody, huh?
Shine again, and say the rose that blooms will never bloom again. But come what may, I know I must have you again, my darling. Say you're mine again. Say the spring will never come again, and say the chapel bells will never ring again. No matter what will be, I must be yours again. So darling, say you're mine again. If I were to lose all the world and its treasure, who cares? Let it be as it may. As long as I have you beside me, I'll always be happy that way. Say I'll never see the rain again, and say I'll never hear a sweet refrain again, and say that I was wrong and I'm to blame again. But darling, say you're mine again. Say you're mine again.
That was superb, Dean. I could listen to you sing for hours.
Well, Marlena, drop over to my place tonight and you'll get your wish. We're having a little informal musical and I'm going to sing 30 or 40 songs. And Jerry will help up with, you know, with a little old snack.
Really? I didn't know Jerry could cook.
Oh, indeedy I can, Miss Dietrich. My cooking is real spiffy. You should just taste my poopovers.
Marlena, he means the popovers.
No, Dean, poopovers. When I get through with them, they're too poop to pop. Oh.
I don't think I care for anything like that, Jerry. You see, I have to watch my figure.
Now, don't worry about that, Marlena. I'd be glad to watch it for you. Crazy.
It certainly is.
Yes.
Well, I'll see you later, fellows. And thanks for asking me here tonight.
It was our pleasure, Marlene.
Yes, it's always a pleasure to have you around. Thanks again, Miss Dietrich.
You're most welcome. Good night, Dean, Jerry. Good night, everyone.
Friends, we sure hope you'll try our cigarette, Chesterfield. It's first with premium quality in both regular and king size. First choice of young America, and highest in quality of the six leading brands.
You ought to try a cigarette with a record like that. Either way you like them, regular or king size, I'm sure you'll find Chesterfield is best for you. So get Chesterfield's today.
So until next week, this is Dean Martin.
And this is Jerry Lewis saying good night, everybody.
Thank you. Bless y'all.
From Hollywood, you've just heard transcribed the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show. Produced and directed by Dick Mack. Written by Arthur Phillips and Austin Kalish. With music prepared and conducted by Dick Stabile. And this is George Fenneman wishing a Chesterfield good night to all of you.
Have you tried new cork-tipped Fatima? It's the smooth smoke. Here's why. New Fatima tips of perfect cork. King size for longer filtering. And Fatima quality for a much better flavor and aroma. Remember, Fatima has the tip for your lips. Try new Fatima. See how smooth it is. Fatima is made by the makers of Chesterfield, Liggett and Myers, one of tobacco's most respected names.
Visit with Cousin Willie next on NBC.